Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, sorry about that. Coming in late, you know, just a little late, but we're going to bring in the intro right here. This intro is, this is the intro clip to our topic today. It's the Block Report with Tafar IXL. And this intro here is according to the topic today, which is Willie D's new song, Coon.
Hip hop these clowns up to undermine the plight. Give them the spotlight and reduce them to sound bites. Uncle Tom dancing to the stereotype. How you motherfuckers sleep at night? If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Moving at your second job, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Sambo.org, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. The supporters of coons love to talk about how they respect them because the coon has their own mind, or they have their own opinions, or they think outside of the box. That's a lie. The reason why they support the coon is because they can control the coon. Now, some people gonna have a problem with me calling these coons out. First thing they gonna say is crabs in the bucket, crabs in the bucket. Let me tell you something. This ain't got nothing to do with me trying to hold another black person back. I love to see black people getting it. You understand what I'm saying? But if your criticism of the black community outweighs your contribution to the black community, and you black, you're a motherfucking coon. If every time the police shoot somebody black and you take the police side, you are a coon. If you fix your mouth to say that we ended racism and discrimination in America like this old coon-ass nigga, David Clark, who called himself a sheriff in Milwaukee, you are a coon. If you are of any ethnicity other than white and you support Donald Trump, yes, you are a coon. If you out here ratting on the next man, cause he hustling, and y'all doing the same thing, you're not just a coon, you're a motherfucking rat coon. Now let me get back in this car, this ass nigga Charles Barkley. Look here, nigga, you love to talk about how you'll slap somebody. I wish you would put your motherfucking hands on me.
So yeah, so that's Coon by Willie D. Now if you don't know Willie D, he was in the group The Ghetto Boys, and from Rap-A-Lot Records, and they were and still are one of the most prolific groups in hip-hop. So he mentioned a lot of people in there, and as I told you, the show, he calls Charles Barkley, Stephen A. Smith, Stacey Dash, Don Lemon. He called all these people coons. Now, coon is not really a phrase or a term that I use. I'm not promoting the use of it or calling anybody out, but this gentleman did. And based on his logic, I can't say that he's wrong. Based on the way that he presented it to me, you just heard him speaking it just now, that I really, in a way, I agree with him. Now, what we're going to talk about is I'm going to play a couple more clips. We're going to hear him. He's going to be discussing some things in interviews, in an interview that he did with Boombox. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, the call-in number is 929-477-3093. Call up if you want to get in the show and you want to address Willie D and his song, Coon. And I am your host, Tafar IXL, and this is The Block Report. You can find The Block Report on Facebook.com/The Block Report. You can find me, Tafar IXL, on Instagram at Tafar IXL. Also Twitter at Tafar IXL and ReverbNation.com/TafarIXL for the music, for my music. Now Willie D also does an advice column for the Houston Press. So he's not just an artist, a rapper as such. He does other things as well. He does an advice column and he was in real estate. So he moved on and has done other things besides music, but he can still do his music thing. And he has an illustrious career. And if you don't know of him, I would suggest you Google him and do some research on him. He did a great interview with Sway from Sway in the Morning on Sway's Universe. And you can check that out and really learn some things about him. That's on YouTube. You can check that out too as well. So yeah, so we're gonna play some audio from him in an interview that he did with the Boombox, and then I'm going to comment on it. And then also later on, we also have some audio from Dr. Boyce Watkins commenting on this song Coon, and he also comments on some other things as far as social issues within the black community, and we're going to go into all of that and speak on all of this. So let me find the one. The first clip, I believe, that we have, he talks about cops really deep and if you heard in the song, in the little clip I played of Coon, he talks about, you know, people who side with the police. They always side with the police every time a black person gets shot by the police. It's speaking from the reference of people in the black community. So, and you find this all the time. They always say things like, well, if he had just listened to police officer, if he had just put his hands up, if he had just pulled his pants up and wasn't walking around looking like a thug, if he had just did this, if she had just done that, they find every single excuse in the book to go ahead and blame it on the victim, the person who got shot and killed, and not the person who squeezed the trigger and killed the person or choked the person out. That's why they have a hard time. That's why you see with the brother Akai Gurley in Brooklyn that was shot and killed by Peter Liang. That's why you see they couldn't really come and say all of this stuff, because Kai Gurley did nothing to get shot. He was just walking and then got he was just walking in the building, coming down the steps, and just got shot. So, you know, they can't say nothing about it. They can't twist it and turn it any kind of way like they normally like to do in the media. So that's why you see they're not really doing much commenting or reporting on the issue, especially since the Brooklyn DA, Ken Thompson, has went along went and recommended no jail time for the officer after he was convicted and found guilty by the jury, and then the judge reversed the conviction and brought it down to a lesser charge. But we're gonna go ahead and get into this audio by Willie D on cops, and also this is the Block Report and I'm your host, Tafar IXL. Let's get into this clip.
You don't see these networks putting other people that represent their race out there like that to disparage their race. If CNN and ESPN and TNT had other people on their networks that represent a particular race, and they spoke negatively about their race, I would say, hey, okay, well, pretty level playing field. Everybody can get it. But we're the only race. The black race is the only race that is under constant attack, under constant scrutiny. And these coons are used to basically do the dirty work of the network. They're paid to say what the networks can't say.
Right, so you get it right there. You know, they're paid to, he's saying that these folks that he's calling coons in the media, people like Charles Barkley, Don Lemon, and Stephen A. Smith, he says they're being paid by the networks to say the things they say. And then he goes in, especially with Stephen A. Smith, that in his particular situation, you know, he does. I notice it myself. You know, I used to like the guy and watch him and, you know, like what he said about sports. But then I noticed he would always take this tack where whenever he's talking to or addressing the young black athletes or any or another black person is speaking on issues, social issues, regardless to black people, he kind of took up this kind of sort of indignant attitude. And, you know, like as far as, you know, and you'll hear this in the clip, you know, in some of the audio too, where he would just be like, I don't care what y'all think, I'm going to say what I have to say. But then, if you recall, he got into trouble when he said whatever he said on the show that he was on about the Ray Rice issue, when Ray Rice hit his wife. He said whatever he said about it. I forget exactly what it was. But then a coworker of his, a European lady, a lady of European descent, coworker of his then wrote something about it and was, you know, she was upset about it and whatnot. And basically she went on and to whatever she was upset to, whatever he said, and then basically he had to apologize. Now, I don't see why you should, you know, you don't see Donald Trump running around apologizing for his opinions or his views on anything he says, but this man went and apologized. He didn't have to, but he went and did it because, you see, he's not about trying to offend, you know, he's not trying to offend, he doesn't care, he cares about offending white people. He doesn't care about offending black people. So we're going to go into the clip, the next clip that Willie D has when he talks about the TV networks, and we're going to see what's going on with that TV. All right, let's see if it's right here.
Back in the day, the artist dared to say it, and the artist had more freedom.
All right, no, that's where he's talking about artists. We're going to get into that, but we're going to play, see if I can find this one about where he goes into the TV networks.
Back in the day, you look at law enforcement. Law enforcement.
Where is it? Sorry, guys, give me 1 second. We're going to get into it. Here
you
it
don't
is.
See these networks putting other people that represent their race out there like that to disparage their race. If CNN and ESPN and TNT had other people on their networks that represent a particular race, and they talked down, spoke negatively about their race, I would say, hey, okay, well, it's pretty level playing field. Everybody can get it. But we're the only race, the black race is the only race that is under constant attack, under constant scrutiny. And these coons are used to basically do the dirty work of the network. They're paid to say what the network.
Okay, I mixed up the clips. I was talking, I reversed it. So that was the one with the networks. This is the one on
look
the
look at law enforcement. Law enforcement ain't nothing but a hoe pretending to be a lady. That's what law enforcement is. I mean, because I keep hearing people saying, well, we got good cops too. Well, what the hell are the good cops doing when the bad cops are doing what they're doing? Where are your good cops? Where are the good cops at? Where are the good cops that are speaking out? There are some, I will give credit. There have been some cops that have spoken out and they've been punished. And this is a place where we're supposed to be fair and impartial and treat people right. Okay, and treat people with dignity. And we call ourselves classy. You know, we're honest people. But yet we punish people who come forward and tell the truth. We punish truth seekers. We punish truth tellers in this country. You speak up, you speak your mind, you tell the truth, and you get punished time and time again. That's why everybody's scared to talk. That's why nobody has made a song like this today. Because everybody is afraid of getting kicked or getting talked about or being called a name. They're afraid that they're going to be denied an opportunity. I basically do what makes me feel good and makes me sleep good at night. If it makes me sleep good at night, if I do what I said, I'm okay with it. And I'm okay with Coon. And every single thing I said in it, and unlike a lot of these motherfuckers who get on records and stuff and get on television saying things and then going back and apologizing, I ain't never apologizing for that song. I ain't apologizing for shit. I said it and I meant it.
So you hear him there, he said he's not apologizing. He was questioned and asked about apologizing. Sorry about that. I mixed up the clips. I meant to play the cops clip first, and that was the cops clip. And so I already covered that. Let's go into the clip where he talks about artists. And we're 15 minutes in. The caller number is 929-477-3093. You're on the Block Report with Tafari XL. Call in. Push 1 if you have a question, comment, statement, whatever. And let's get it going.
Back in the day, the artist dared to say it, and the artist had more freedom to say it. You know, the record companies gave the artist the freedom to say it. Now, I can't really be mad at an artist that don't say it. If you're signed to a label, that label got the end say on what goes on that record. They get to edit the final version. If they don't like what you're saying, they have an option to edit it or not put it out at all. I'm independent. Nobody owns me. Nobody controls me. And thank God that I was on a label that allowed me to be me and say what I wanted to say for years, Rap-A-Lot Records. You can say what you want to say about Rap-A-Lot Records, but Rap-A-Lot Records was the true definition of independence. And we would not have been able to make those type of records had we not had a general like Jay Prince.
Right, so he's talking about how these artists, you know, I mean, and especially, yeah, you know, right about now, you know, a lot of people are scared to voice certain views or opinions because political correctness is the thing to do and is the way to be nowadays because, you know, sometimes it could affect your check but or your pay. But the thing is, also you got to look at it in another sense. There's another way to look at it. The thing is that if you your pay and your check is being threatened right now and limited to a certain degree, so are you going to bow down your views or your opinions for the possibility or likelihood of getting to a certain position or getting to a certain position of status? You may not even get there. So you did all these moves that weren't true to yourself and you didn't even get to the position. Now, if you get what you get and you were true to yourself and true to what you thought and you believed and you spoke your mind, then whatever position you land at, as he said, you know, you should be able to sleep good at night. And what he says, he's able to. So we're on the Block Report with Tafari XL, and it's Wisdom Wednesday, and the caller number is 929-477-3093. I'm going to go into, we're going to play, what we're going to do now, I'm going to play the whole entire song, and then we're going to go into the clips with Dr. Boyce Watkins and his commentary on it.
Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Tom. He takes a Negro, so-called Negro, and makes him prominent. Build him up, publicize him, make him a celebrity.
Tellin' nigga jokes while he in the room, he gon' laugh harder than you, cause he a goon. I'm a goon, top down, pants up when I walk. Never call a hero a boss, I'm not a coon. Boom, it's the elephant in the room. Nah, that's a motherfucking coon. Black been free since Lincoln got racist, but some of these niggas still on the plantation. Listen up, Charles Barkley. You light skinned, but they still calling you a darkie. The only reason that they put the mic in your face is so you can do their dirt and talk down on your race. TNT made you big, put you on a wig. Now you acting like you never had trouble with pigs. You kissed a man in the mouth of real dudes, that's a no-no. When you go come out the closet, you fucking homo. Saw you on television dressing in drag. What kind of dumb nigga say slavery wasn't that bad? This is San Antonio women, that's the kettle in pot. With that busted up looking ass wife you got. If you're selling out your people, you're a cool. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Bootin' liquor, shuckin' dive, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Sailboat, dive, soap, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. How to make a coon if you wish for a black one? Put some change in his pocket and give him a platform. Put him on suspension if you cross that line. But if you shitting on his people, give him more airtime. Stephen A. Smith, what's up with that hairline? Big mouth louder than four alpines. Got a chip on his shoulder cause your ball game sucks. And you gotta work with players that your wife wanna fuck. I'm a savage running through the field of muck. Raven Simone, shut your chicken head dumbass up. White folks don't love you, black folks don't trust you. When you was on that show, Bill Cosby must have drugged you. I had to get you cause you're cooning for capital. You Hollywood niggas are laughable. You're not infallible like Cosby. When they use you up, they gon' throw your ass under the bus. If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Bootin' liquor, shuckin' dive, you a coon.
your ass corrupted. You can smell weed, but you can't smell injustice. Selling your people out while the police murder them. I wish them protesters would have shot you in Ferguson. I wish there would have been Stacey Dash on the ground instead of Michael Brown, but with additional rounds. Heard you slept your way to the top, somebody lying. You a genius actress, been divorced 3 times. Fake ass, they say you easy, plus you on Fox News. How you gonna talk about somebody else more than value? They pop these clowns up to undermine the plight. Give them the spotlight and reduce them to sound bites. Uncle Tom dancing to the stereotype. How you motherfuckers sleep at night? If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Movies if you're sucking jive, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Sambo.com, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. The supporters of coons love to talk about how they respect them because the coon has their own mind, or they have their own opinions, or they think outside of the box. That's a lie. The reason why they support the coon is because they can control the coon. Now, some people gonna have a problem with me calling these coons out. First thing they gonna say is crabs in the bucket, crabs in the bucket. Let me tell you something. This ain't got nothing to do with me trying to hold another black person back. I love to see black people getting it. You understand what I'm saying? But if your criticism of the black community outweighs your contribution to the black community, and you black, you're a motherfucking coon. If every time the police shoot somebody black and you take the police side, you are a coon. If you fix your mouth to say that we ended racism and discrimination in America like this old coon-ass nigga, David Clark, who called himself a sheriff in Milwaukee, you are a coon. If you are of any ethnicity other than white and you support Donald Trump, yes, you are a coon. If you out here ratting on the next man, cause he hustling, and y'all doing the same thing, you're not just a coon, you're a motherfucking rat coon. Now let me get back in this car, sniffing ass nigga Charles Barkley. Listen.
Oh, man. Willie D goes in. He really goes in hard. So, we're on the Block Report with Tafari XL, and the caller number is 929-477-3093. And what we're going to do, we're going to go into the clips with Dr. Boyce Watkins. If you don't know him, he's in a partnership with Dame Dash. I believe their thing is called Intelligent Boss Moves. They have a program which they try to teach entrepreneurship and assist people who are seeking entrepreneurship help and information and knowledge. And Dr. Boyce Watkins is also a professor of finance, was a professor of finance, and taught finance for many years. So we're going to play some clips from him on his and his commentary on Willie D's song, Coon. Now, let me try to set up these clips for you guys and let you know where it's coming from, how we're going to go with this. So the first clip, let me see, the first clip is going to be about 3 minutes long. So it's going to be a while, but you got to listen. He says a lot of stuff. And then after that, the clips are much shorter, but this clip is 3 minutes long. So we got about 5 minutes before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. And when we go into that, if you're not already on the line, you're not going to be able to listen to the rest of the show, and you have to pick it up later in the archives. So it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. It's Wisdom Wednesday. The caller number is 929-477-3093. We're discussing Willie D and his new song, controversial song, new controversial song, Coon. Also, before I go to Dr. Boyce Watkins, I mean, Willie D's involved in some controversy this year, period, because he also went, if you don't know, he has also been on television and in media saying that Senator Ted Cruz should apologize for using his music, the Ghetto Boys music, the song, I forget the name of the song, but something like It Feels Good to Be a Gangster. I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry, guys. And I don't know the song because I didn't listen to every Ghetto Boys song, so don't knock me for that. But whatever. But anyway, it's in an ad where Senator Cruz is attacking Hillary Clinton, and they're there smashing the computers, and it's, and the hook of the chorus is going something like, "It feels good to be a Clinton." Matter of fact, I think that is the name of the song. It feels good to be a gangster. And so Willie D, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. And Willie D went out and said that, you know, he doesn't appreciate them using his artwork, Senator Ted Cruz. And he's from the same state as Ted Cruz. And he said that he should give an apology. So anyway, we got like 3.5 minutes left, and then we're going to the next 15 minutes of the show. And what we're going to do, we're going to end this part. I'm going to play this Dr. Boyce clip. And then by the time this finishes, we'll be into the show. So calling now, 929-477-3093. It's Tafari XL. I'm your host, Tafari XL, on The Block Report. It's The Block Report, and it's Wisdom Wednesday. Let's kick it.
But here's the thing. So let's say that this person is then called up by Fox News, and Fox News says, we're going to pay you $1 million a year to get on TV and be the black person who supports Donald Trump. Well, that's when a difference in opinion, in my opinion, has been transferred into a kind of coonery, or it's been turned into cooning, because cooning to me is a matter of you being sort of compensated, elevated, given fame, status, or a big platform to express a point of view that is not consistent with the general direction of black people or the general consensus of black people. It doesn't mean that you can't have a difference of opinion, but here's the thing. They're going to be far more likely, Fox News, for example, or national media, white supremacist media, is going to be far more likely to pay off somebody to coon than they are to compensate somebody for expressing a point of view that is beneficial to the black community. So you take a Malik Zulu Shabazz or a Dr. Claude Anderson or somebody like that or even an Umar Johnson or whomever, a person like that who has points of view that are supportive of the black community, they're not going to be compensated to express their point of view, but yet a Stacey Dash, a Don Lemon, a Stephen A. Smith, they're going to be very well compensated for their point of view, because it all comes down to the promotion of propaganda. The white man has always known that media is one of his greatest weapons to control you. That's why they don't let black people control media. That's why after Farrakhan had the Million Man March, Bill Clinton, your buddy, your first black president, signed legislation to allow radio stations like Clear Channel to go and buy up every station across the country and play nothing but zombie music in your ears every day, so that you're distracted, you become addicted to nothingness, you become addicted to self-destruction, you become addicted to things that celebrate your own genocide, you become so addicted to it that even if you decide to become conscious, you can't, because an addiction takes over everything inside of you. If you put me in a room and gave me crack and heroin every day for 6 months, I'm not going to be the same Boyce Watkins when I come out, even if I want to be. Do you understand? Even if I want to be, I can't be. Because you've been feeding me some poison every single day. So ultimately, that's kind of what media propaganda is used to do. It's used to really dumb down and numb up black people to the point where we're not sensitive to the things that matter to us. We think that negative is positive. We think that things that are destroying us are things that are actually good for us. We will talk about love and hip hop as if somehow this is an accurate reflection of black culture. White people feed you your culture. When they feed you media, they're feeding you your culture. And this isn't just something that white people do to black people. They do it to other white people too. If you really want to see the treacherous nature of white supremacy, look at what white people have historically even done to each other. But here's the thing. So let's say that this person is...
Right, so that was Dr. Boyce Watkins. We're into the next 15 minutes of the show, and if you're not on the line, you can't come in and join the conversation. We have a couple more clips. So he said a whole lot, and he was just showing you how one is perceived to be a coon, and what and where it comes from, the cooning. Now, in Willie D, in the course of his song "Coon," he tells you what he says and says is a coon. So you don't hear him saying anything about, oh, it's about your language, how you speak, or how you dress. It's nothing in accordance with that. It's about you seeking out monetary benefits or taking monetary benefits in order for you to put down people that look like you, people of your own background. So, So that's what it's about, is, you know, so that, or promoting the negative stereotypes of people of your background. That's where that term fits in. So we're gonna go into another clip. He starts. This is one that's gonna be about 2 minutes long, and this is Dr. Boyce talking about the difference between what Stephen A. Smith and Charles Barkley do and what Farrakhan does. This is kind of interesting. So this, he breaks down a difference. So listen to this.
That what makes Stephen A. Smith or Charles Barkley different from somebody who just happens to have those opinions is not just the fact that they're compensated to have that point of view, that they're elevated with that point of view. So coonery is something that just kind of happens. It has multiple participants in the process, and so that's part of the process. That's part of what makes them, you know, in that coon category. But then also you go a little deeper than that and look at it this way too. Every scenario has two sides of the equation. Just like mathematics. In math, you got the left side of the equation, the right side of the equation. One thing that's mathematically true is that you can't study the left side of an equation without also considering the right. So here's what you'll get from a Stephen A. Smith or Charles Barkley. When they're talking about black people, they become very, very bold. They become very, very condescending. They get into this whole "I'm gonna tell it like it is" mode, and I don't care what black people think, right? And they may even say something that a Farrakhan might say. Like, for example, a Barkley might say, you know, black people need to stop killing each other. Black people need to have more self-respect. Black people need to work harder, right? Well, it's interesting because if you listen to, say, a Louis Farrakhan, you might hear him say the same things. Stop killing each other. Show self-respect. Work harder to achieve your goals. Farrakhan has said things like this for a very long time. But here's the difference. So you got the left side of the equation where you're going after black people and saying, here's how black people need to do better. Then you get to the right side of the equation where it's time to tell white people, this is what you need to do. This is how you can do better. You need to stop discriminating against black people on the job. You need to stop killing black people with your police force. You need to stop acting like economic inequality does not matter. You need to stop telling us that slavery is in the past and you don't want to talk about it. Farrakhan will say these things too. Farrakhan will go as hard on the white man as he will on black people because he's not afraid of white people. Stephen A. Smith and Charles Barkley, that's where they get off the bus. Do you understand? So it's like in those basketball games.
So you hear him breaking it down. So that's the whole thing. As I was saying earlier, that these characters like Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, and them, they become very complimentary when it comes to white folks. But when it comes to black folks, they're too eager, too hyped about talking down on black people or other black people. So, you know, and that's what makes them, that's why, as Dr. Boyce is explaining, that's why they fit into the category of a coon, according to Willie D, and fit into this song. Now, I'm not calling anyone a coon. I just want to reinforce that. I'm not saying that, but I am sharing, one, I mean, Willie D said it very plainly and clearly. You got what he's saying from what he's saying. He didn't need any further explanation. But I'm giving you from the example from another person who is a very well-educated, Dr. Boyce Watkins, I'm speaking of, very well educated and sensible man with his, you know, he's a doctor. He's got his doctorate degree, and he was a professor, taught finance, and him speaking on the subject and the topic and giving it from that educational background perspective with that level of intelligence, as I could have said it in my own way on my own level of intelligence, and express it as well. But I mean, to me, you hearing it on all these avenues, and it's still ringing crystal clear. So if you have any confusion after this, then I would say just replay the show again one more time, or several times until you get it. And, you know, because it's not that difficult. And, you know, the thing is, I want to say this, these brothers are not beating up on these people or putting these people down, but they're pointing it out. And sometimes it's just like this. And sometimes, hey, you may be doing something and you think what you're doing is cool. It's okay. They may think what they're doing is okay. And then somebody might, you know, somebody might have to point it out to you. It's like, you know, you may go outside walking around and you think, you know, you're walking around and you think everything is fine on your clothes, everything is looking good or whatever, and then somebody points out to you that you got a hole in the top of your shoe, or your fly is open, or you got a piece of tissue on the back of your shoe. Somebody points out some sort of flaw or deficiency in your appearance or character and something, and sometimes you got to check it and see if it's true. You don't, I'm not saying to take it automatically, but you got to check it and confirm or at least confirm or destroy the notion that there was a deficiency in your appearance or character. So anyway, I've got two more clips from Dr. Boyce. We got several minutes left, and then I'm going to go out with a tune. We didn't start with our normal theme song for the show because it was so much information that I had to bring to you guys with these clips that I knew, you know, that I wasn't going to be able to bring everything in, because I even have more stuff to play, but I'm not going to be able to get everything in this a lot of time. We'll probably have to bring a part two to this episode or something and do a follow-up conversation. But let's go ahead. Now, he's going to talk about Dr. Boyce Watkins, I'm speaking of. He's going to talk about how white people feel about you when they see you black men, when they see you in a wig and a dress. And we're going to play that in just a second here.
That white people love. White people love a black man who's a clown. They love a black man who put on a dress and a wig to make them laugh, because it makes them look less threatening, you know, because they're afraid of you. Black men, when you're strong and you're masculine, you become a threat. You become competition. In the animal kingdom, threats and competition are eliminated. So ultimately, that's one of the reasons why they want to eliminate you as a black man, either physically or put you in prison or extract you from the economic system or mentally emasculate you by A, not educating you, making you run away from a book, making you afraid to go out and even pick up a book and read and educate yourself, making you think that somehow that's cool to not be educated. That is a form of annihilation. That's how they keep you from competing with them. Also, they distract you with drugs and alcohol. As Malcolm X used to say, the white man will sell you the liquor bottle and then lock you up for being drunk. How else do they break you down? The self-esteem issues, etc. So, or putting on a dress. You put on a dress and a wig. Then you suddenly become more of a, you become like a powerful lion or elephant in a circus, you know, where you're doing circus tricks, or maybe you if you imagine, you know, imagine a zoo animal that's like dressed in a certain way, and he's made to be funny to look at, you know, like that's kind of what they're doing when they put that black man in the dress. It's like, okay, normally LeBron would look very scary to us, but when he's wearing a wig, he looks so lovable. Do you understand? So ultimately, you know, I think black men have to really sort of understand these things. We have to educate each other about these things. And I think that Willie D making this song, again, you can probably critique it. I mean, you can probably say, okay, be careful about calling people coons. But you know what? Some people need to be called out. And the thing is that.
So you hear that. You hear that. So, you know, he talks about the fear. And how, and also he's alluding to, but doesn't really touch on it, how the effeminate black male is more acceptable among white society. The effeminate black male is non-threatening in white society, and they'll be the ones to tend to, you know, get the job in the office or in certain places, because they're not threatening. They talk with soft voices. They appear to be so effeminate. And, you know, and effeminate, I mean, you know, especially homosexual males, you know, they don't appear to they don't carry much threat or seem as threatening to the white society, so they're more comfortable with them. And I've seen this working in the corporate. I've seen this stuff. So, you know, it's not me just talking. I'm talking because I don't talk anything just to be talking. I talk from experience. That's the one thing you should know about me. Now, we're going to play this last clip. This last clip is about what you should do as far as education for the kids and your economic and building an economic base so that you can these little steps he throws out there for that to me are steps for empowering yourself and taking control of your economics and your education. And you're gonna hear this and we're gonna hear this and listen to this, and I think it's very simple, and you just need people that are determined and dedicated to want to be better.
The first thing that happens when you become more aware is you become angry about all the things that were used to deceive you in the first place. People have fooled you into celebrating your own genocide. So just keep that in mind. If you can educate your own kids, even if they go to school somewhere else, homeschool your kids anyway. Like when they come home, make sure you're the one responsible for the education. You don't hand your child's education to somebody else. Number two, every black child in America should know how to start a business at an early age. And if you have a newborn baby, you bring them into the world with a share of stock, and you buy them a share of stock every 2 or 3 weeks until they turn 18. So therefore, they're working with hundreds of thousands of dollars in capital, so they don't have to work for somebody if they don't want to. Number three, every black family in America should have a family business. So you get together with your relatives who see eye to eye with you, and you say, we're going to sit in this room for as long as necessary until we come up with 5 business ideas. We're going to put them down, make them work, and we're going to activate this so that we can obtain independence for our family and for future generations. That's how you hold it down. You've got to take care of your own. Then at that point, people who are taken care of don't have to coon in order to get.
In order to get monetary gains and benefits. All right. So this is the end of our show, The Block Report. It's been a pleasure. I am your host, Safari XL. I hope everyone has a prosperous day. We'll be on Friday at 12:30, and that will be our Forward Friday show, and we'll be continuing on. I'm going to end the show. We're going to send out with an outro. This will probably be our new intro on Friday. So it just to me, this song speaks to exactly. It's very real. It speaks to some real stuff. And it's a song called You See a Man's Face by Horace Andy. Peace, y'all.
You see a man's face, but you don't see his heart. A man's face, but you don't know his dark. Everywhere you go, there's a man to say love, but never, 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 never take it to heart. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts. So don't mix love with hatred. For your heart. You don't see his heart.